Welcome to the Lucema Podcast. I'm Charles Lucema. Hi, how are you guys? It's early today. Well, not really anymore. It's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Sorry, Wednesday. It's already Wednesday the 26th. I am heading to Las Vegas for a couple days. Tomorrow, Wednesday through Friday, that'd be the 27th through the 29th. Just a weekday trip out there with the wife to hang out for a little bit without the kids. We've never taken a trip without the kids, so this will be the first time. Our kids are now 4 and 2, so this is actually very unique for us. Historically, we've always looked at other parents who take trips without their kids and always thought that that was kind of crazy. But I think as crazy goes for our own sanity, I think that it actually makes a little bit of sense. So first trip without the kids, 2 day zinger over in Las Vegas. And of course, I'm bringing my computer, recorder, the retouch. What do you call those things? The stylus and the what the hell are these things? The Intuos tablet. That's what it is. Okay, the tablet and the stylus. And of course, I'm going to look at pictures out there. So it won't be. You won't miss me. I won't miss being away. Other than the fact that I won't be in the office and I won't be shooting. What else? I'm actually waiting for a meeting. Going to go talk to a company that produces, what is that category? It's basically like J. Crew, Banana Republic. I think they want to be a little bit more on the sporty side of things. So like North Face and what's the other? Like Columbia. So there's that mix of like sportswear, sports apparel, but at the same time, it's like high-end business wear or high-end business casual wear. So a little bit more expensive as far as their target market. But they specialize in fabrics. They produce their own stuff out in Taiwan. And this is a new line that they're creating. So it'll be interesting. What else? I talked to Arsenic TV the other day. It was Friday, I think. And I've known of Arsenic for a little while. I think I spoke with Chris Wongswat a while back about Arsenic. He's done a few videos and a few things for them. And I didn't know or didn't think that we would cross paths, so to speak. But they have a great audience, and I think they have a great product, and it behooves me to kind of look at what they do and what I do and see if we intersect at any point in time or any point on the road. You know, it's funny. I had this conversation with someone else earlier this week about Arsenic versus Treats, and this person or, this model said something like, Treats won't touch anybody who's done anything with Arsenic. And my immediate response is that that's funny. And I'm going to try to say this in the most polite way as possible. But see, there's this thing called money, right? And when you make money, it's hard for people to, what's the word? It's hard for people to take away or invalidate you, right? Which is sometimes what people want to do when you don't make money. For example, with photographers, like when you're not making money, people call you a hobbyist or an amateur. That's like the worst criticism that they can, they can slap on you. And which is why so many amateur photographers and hobbyists want to get out there, do jobs. Oh, I'm not shooting for free anymore. I don't test. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. It's all about, I got to get paid every single shoot. Okay. Understanding that, I can understand why if a hobbyist photographer saw another, like a professional photographer that shot a lot of tits and ass and got paid for it, to then say, well, I don't stoop to that level, that I don't do that kind of stuff. That's not my genre, And, I don't appreciate that kind of work. I think we call that sour grapes. I'm going to leave that analogy there and let you guys figure it all out. But without saying more, without saying it blatantly, that was basically my reaction when I heard that. And I'm not putting any words in anybody's mouths. Again, that's that. All I'm saying is, when you monetize, here's the thing: it's about monetizing audience. Arsenic has a million followers on Snapchat. Snapchat is a new thing. They've been doing this for 2 years. Lord knows what Snapchat's going to be in, say, 2 years. Is it going to be around? I don't know. Does that audience currently exist? Yes. Does Arsenic get paid currently for brands who want to promote through their channel? Yes. So during my meeting, when I sat down with one of the producers over there, I got an inside look at what they do. They are pretty smart. I will tell you this. The producer that I sat down with answered every question I was able to throw at her. And that is a difficult feat because I have a lot of business-ended questions. Not limited to monetization, but really furthermore down, you know, like, do you know your audience? Like, do you know your demographic, and how well do you know your demographic, and what is it that they really want? These are all questions that drive the product. So during this meeting with them, you know, of course, I wear multiple hats. I'm a producer, I'm a photographer, and of course, I'm also at the end of the day a businessman. So I look at it from a couple different angles, and you know, the easiest one of which is, what can I produce shoot wise? You know, that would work with them or for them, and of course, you know, that exposure and attention would of course help me. And then, of course, I have to figure out if that's what I want and how to go about it so that it stays on principle for me and not deviate too much from what I do. That's all negotiation internally, but on the external portion of what I'm doing is I'm evaluating them as a business and figuring out whether or not it makes sense for me to maybe take any one of those roles that I mentioned earlier, producer, photographer, or even an investor or business person, so to speak. So that's that. I'm going to leave that there. It's all very early. I don't really know what's going on just yet, but it's an ongoing conversation that could have legs down the road. So there are a couple things going on. I don't always talk about, to be honest with you, I don't always talk about things when they happen. A lot of things happen and they fizzle out. And I, you know, one of the things, like, my gripes with people on Facebook and social media updates is that they keep you apprised with every single thing that they do. But to the extent that you know too much, and then most of the time those things don't pan out, and then you're left wondering, well, whatever happened to that thing? And then they can only say, well, it just didn't work out, or it fizzled out, or, you know, it didn't go through. Which is always kind of disappointing because, you know, if you're managing an image or a brand, you don't want people to know about your failures. I get that you want people to think that you're personable, you're real, that you are human, but to what extent, right? Do you want them to know everything that you're doing, be really, really up to date in your business, so much so that they're going to be asking you about all the things that happened that maybe didn't happen? For me, it's not my cup of tea. I've always been an arm's length kind of guy, and, you know, I reveal a lot. Let's be honest. On this podcast, I talk about stuff that you would never hear me say unless you were at a workshop with me. And even talking about these couple meetings that I've just mentioned is unusual for me. Whether, you know, I mean, you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere else, Snapchat, doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to see anything really that interesting, because that's not, I don't share. See, I guess what I'm trying to say is I share to the audience on a very limited basis, depending on who that audience is. Like, most of my Facebook updates that are interesting are on the workshop page. They're not in my public profile. And part of the reason is I know who the people on the workshop are, and then I know who the people who are listening to this podcast are. There's only a handful of us. Well, I guess I'm included, right? Because I listen to it too. But no, there's only a handful of you that are either on the workshop page or listening to the podcast. And so I'm more open to share with you guys because you're a very specific audience, that you're like-minded, male, probably somewhere between the ages of, I want to say 20 to 50, you know, I mean, that's a broad range, but that's just, you know, it's the photographer demographic. I know who you are, you know, and I know how you think. You're mostly technical people. You like concepts that explain why things are the way they are on a logical and technical and scientific level. And so I'm happy to share with you because I don't need people who don't understand what I'm trying to say to then come back and be like, well, what did you mean by blondes have more fun? Are you being racist? Yada, yada, you know. There's all of that I'm just largely trying to bypass. I don't want to have to explain myself to people who are of a very broad audience, right? Anyway, coming back to the point of what I share a lot on this podcast, but in general, I'm not a sharer about my personal life. And my personal life happens to intersect greatly with what I do. And therefore, the Facebook updates, the Instagram updates are going to be very, very shallow. But if you follow me here, obviously, if you're listening to me now, and if you are a part of the workshop page, we can get more specific about technical things, about Capture One, about philosophy, about model interaction, about anything that you guys want. It's way more fun here. Anywhere else, I can't guarantee the type of experience that you're going to have with me, because anywhere else, I'm just going to be kind of surface and shallow and just, you know, hey, look at a pretty picture of mine. Yay. In fact, I mean, I often don't even, I don't check in after I post the picture. It's kind of just the way I do things. I post and I leave and then I don't come back. It isn't the way you're supposed to do it, but that's just the way I do it. So, what else? I don't know. It just, just random thoughts here and there. I've been thinking about, you know, things have been good. I kind of fallen into a nice little routine with shooting and then with editing and then, you know, still getting plenty of inquiries, but getting a little bit pickier with my shoots. And then having a lot of the models that are really busy that I schedule with, but then like the shoots have to be rescheduled. And then I used to freak out and be like, oh no, you know, I got to double book every day in order to, you know, make sure that I don't have any like, you know, cancellations or whatnot. But right now I just don't have that urge to be that, what's the word? Like if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, that's fine. You know, I'm not in the mental mode where I'm trying to force things to happen, you know, and I'm still shooting once, twice a week, which is right about now. It's about the pace that I can sustain because I've already got 5 or 6 shoots in the, on the scratch disc that I got to clear out. I'm notorious for doing 80% of it in the first couple days, and then the last 20% I just never get done. It's just the way that I do things. They get stale so fast, and then I'm like, ah, fuck, I don't want to look at it, I don't want to edit them, but 80% is done. I just got to force myself to finish the last 20%, but I drag my feet, and oftentimes for weeks at a time they just sit there, and then, you know, I only need to do like 3 or 4 more photos or whatever it is, you know, or 2 maybe even, you know, but they've lost all their luster. So 1 to 2 shoots right now for me is all I can really sustain. I can't take any more. I've slowed down a little bit in my editing, but at the same time, it's not fun. It's just that I've been balancing things, you know, personal life, regular work life, of course, a little bit better so that I'm not pulling all-nighters. I'm not getting super tired. Generally right now I'm feeling pretty good, which is rare. So I mean that's a good thing. You just got to ride this wave. Last thing I'm just going to talk about very briefly before I gotta go, but you know, everybody or a lot of people have little mantras, little sayings that they tag on to the end of their podcast. And I was thinking, not that I have to have one or anything, but one of my mottos now is, are we having fun yet? And I think that's very true for us as photographers, that we're so keen and so, well, we're so dialed into getting technicals and lighting and makeup and style and composition and all of this stuff. We're so focused on process and creating and producing something that, of course, is unique and trying to be pushing the envelope constantly, that I don't know for about you, but for me, I don't even know if I'm having fun. And most of the time I would tell you, I'm probably not having fun. And the reason I'm not having fun is because it isn't fun. It's not fun to be racking your brain, thinking about how do I make this studio interesting for the 20th time that I've shot here? How do I balance this light with that light? How do I interact with this model who is a little cold, and or she, you know, she's got the kind of, you know, either deer in the headlights or kind of a dead fish, you know, whatever is going on. I mean, that stuff, it's challenging, right? And so do I think of challenges as fun? Actually, I generally do on a philosophical level. But when I'm in that moment of solving a problem and you're asking me, are you having fun yet? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm here to do something, right? I'm here to achieve something. I'm trying to accomplish a task. But fun is not part of that task. Fun has really, unfortunately for me, very little bearing on whether or not I successfully accomplish this task or not. And that's why, like, if you listen to some of these podcasts with the topics of, do you really need to talk to your model? You know, or do you, you know, how little do you have to talk to a model to create great pictures? And it's funny when you boil it down, it isn't. It, like, I've had awesome shoots with shitty models that were real divas or real pains in the asses, or pains in the ass, and then still created great pictures. So unfortunately, when you think about it, fun really isn't the key element to a shoot. I know people say, well, the more fun we're having, the better the pictures turn out, to a certain extent. Because I also know of plenty of pictures that come out really kind of silly and kind of not on point, with the elbows out a little too much. Like, for example, I've seen models like dance, and their dance does not work for this photo shoot or this style of shooting. Like, the way that they're moving, it's strange. It's just strange. It just comes out strange. There's no other way that I can describe it. Anyway, so are we having fun yet? That's the key question to bring us all back to kind of bring us back to center, bring us back to the point where we're stepping back a little bit and maybe can take stock, you know, this whole thing that we're doing, so that we're not so lost in the details. Because even if you don't find out that you're having fun or not having fun, you know, whatever, doesn't matter. But at least you kind of step back and you get a better perspective of the entire challenge, so that you're not lost in one specific thing. Because sometimes you do focus too much. For example, like when I'm doing makeup, I can do makeup for 40 minutes and I can do makeup for like 20 minutes. Well, no, it's more like 30 minutes and an hour, okay? But from 30 minutes to an hour, I don't think the makeup is improving a whole lot. You're really just down to details. And then oftentimes during that time, I'm screwing up as much as I'm helping. So I kind of feel like, well, at some point it's diminishing returns, and or you might even be detracting from the overall look. Come on, dude, just fix it in Photoshop. Point being is, sometimes you're so locked in and you're honed into one specific thing, like the tail of the eye for me is like not working or not balanced left to right or whatever is going on. And, you know, you just kind of get lost. You don't see what's really going on, which is, hey, you're wasting a ton of time that you could be using shooting. So are we having fun yet? Ask yourself, you know, and take a step back. So I got to go. Meeting starting right now, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.